only just I was at a wedding on Thursday night. So the rabbi sitting next to me told me that it's time to grant some of this to Dr. Yeshua. And then those acts of some Hirshal Zaks. He says that Mishnah Berurah says you should be machna to cut both chalas. Like a Mishnah on Shabbos. If he has the chalas chayim, that he never did that. He only used to cut one of the chalas. So he says he can't afford to cut both chalas. It's too expensive. He's one color. He says one thing, he says the other shlema for tomorrow morning. Can't afford it. Can't afford it, so he recommends you should do that for a time. Shalom Aleichem.
Drink of water. Can I get a drink of water?
Please, yes. The right thing has filtered water.
There are a lot of things like that the Chavetz Chaim didn't do, like it says Ashen Baruch. No Gershon that is a tough one. Yeah, a lot of my Rebbe was neighbors of the Gershon Zaks.
Uh-huh.
Rabbi Van. Uh-huh. Rabbi Van grew up next door. So he said he would say a lot of things that that the family had from the Chavetz Chaim against Ashen Baruch. I think they used to talk after my machronim.
I think you missed that.
What did you say?
I don't
know.
Well, I don't know.
The family had the minig to be mitzarif a katan to a minyan. I think Mishnah Berurah writes against that.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, they used to do it in all the shuls. I was so late, you used to do it all the time in Maimonides. Because Maimonides, they built the yeshiva in the location where the Jewish community didn't live. The Jews didn't live in a different section of the city.
Very much out.
So a lot of times they have been sarapat customers. Okay, I apologize. The reason why I'm home is because we're supposed to deliver some furniture today. They don't say what time, so I'm still waiting. Okay. So, Nachamal. The Gemara quoted something about a member of EC. The second white line on Daf Lamed Hey on the face. Isi Tani sounds like an Amora who presented a brisa. It sounds like the Tani Isi Ben Yehuda. Isi presented a brisa and it says Af Palikul Kulkarcha doesn't apply to women. So Gemara says why not? So they said because in Parsha Semor it says Amora Kohanim Bnei Aaron the Darshan that's on the fifth line from the top on Lamed Hey on the face. Bnei Aharon, v'lo benos Aharon. So we darshan like that with respect to Tumas Kahanim. Zabel bnei Aharon, v'lo benos Aharon, al nefesh meis lo yovoi. But not only do we assume that the miut bnei Aharon, v'lo benos Aharon goes on the first din, the parsha goes on all the dinim that continue. One of the other dinim is likachu karcha bereshit. So it says it benigir to Kohanim. That parsha says with respect to bnei Yisrael, it's a pasuk in Dvarim about the karcha. So Isi Ben Yehuda says that both by Kohanim and by Yisraelim, the din only applies to the men and doesn't apply to the women. So first the Gemara gave one explanation why that you have a very shabbat korcho. Just like by Kohanim, you have the miut b'nei Aaron, or b'nos Aaron, so korcho by b'nei Yisrael also only applies to the men and doesn't apply to the women. And that was Rava's explanation, or by Rava, okay? And then on the top we left off the Tamil Amidov and Aleph, and Abayam Abayi gives a different mocker for Isi. By the time of the Isi, the Gomma Korcho, Mibnei Aharon. Oh, wait a minute. So what did I forgot again? What did Rabbi say? Oh, Rabbi said, I forgot again. Rabbi said, you have a Drasha Bnei Aharon, Lobnos Aharon. And then it says, Kiam Kodesh Atal Hashem Okecho, that includes the women also. Hamkodesh includes everybody. So on the one hand, you have a pasuk that's Mamayt. On the other hand, you have a pasuk that's Marda, Mani Mikan Barim Babanas, the Korcho. So we split and we say, how does the pasuk read? Like, how does the pasuk read? No, he quotes, my time of the Yisim, here on the second wide line. My time of the Yisim, Gavashachi, a pasuk in Dvarim. Banim atem l'Hashem alakeichem. So you say banim v'loy banas. A different Rosh. Banim v'loy banas. Then it ends off. Kiyam kodesh atal l'Hashem alakeichem. On the one hand, banim means banim v'loy banas. On the other hand, Am Kodesh HaTorah includes Gavim and are also part of Israel. So it's a spirit. So the answer is the two dinim in the pasuk. One pasuk, one din in the pasuk is Lois is going to do. Means to scrape the body when someone dies, to scratch the body. Even Shalom Makom Seira. The other pasuk is, the other din is Lois is Simakar Le Nechum Ameis. So we say Bana, but like Bana goes on the, and which one of the two is Machomer? So Lois is going to do applies anywhere on the body. Lois is Simakar Le Nechum Ameis only applies on the Makom Seir. So the niyut that the women are not included goes on the lesser din. So it's a little awkward. The drasha bana, but like bana goes on the second din. Doesn't go on the first din. Lois is going to do. And the riboy am kodesh after that the women are included in am. That goes on the first din of the pasuk. Even though the banim is next to the first phrase, and the am is next to the second phrase, so we switch it around. That's how the Gemara explains. And Abai gives a different explanation. He says not Banim Atem Lashem Alakechem, but rather the pasuk by the Kohanim says, and well, the Kohanim Bnei Aram, Lo Benos Aram. That doesn't only go on the first din, and then more that's on Tumas Meis. It goes on all the din. There's one of the dinim that's mentioned by Kohanim and by Bnei Israel is the din of Korcho. So we learn in Zeresh Shava, Gama Korcho Bnei Aram. Alahal Noshim Peturos, because say Bnei Aram Lo Benos Aram Kan Noshim Peturos. Okay, so you have a Gzera Shavah. So now the Gemara asks the Kasha and Abai, what is in the Gzera Shavah? The Yisvir Olam, if you hold that Bnei Aharon Lo Benos Aharon does not only go on the first din in the parish, and then the Antumas makes goes on all the din in the parish, the Yisvir Olam, the Chiksiv Krah, the Bnei Aharon Lo Benos Aharon, the Kulin Yon Hudah, so it goes on all the din in the Kulin there. So Nishta Krah Bnei, what do you need Gzera Shavah for? It tastes to be kalvachaymer. You know what? In the shav, it's wasted. But no, I mean, I should say it like this: Madach Kohanim who are more chomer than everybody else should read, but when Makos Mitzvahs, he says they have more restrictions. So we darshan bnei Aharon lo benos Aharon. So women, bas kohen is permitted to rip her hair, to scratch her head when that person dies. So he saw the kolshken. So what do you need in Gzera Shavah? Should be a kalvachaymer for the other part. Everything, no, Abai insists that you need Gzera Shavah. You need Gzera Shavah Karcha. Karcha, why? Everything, why? La Gzera Shavah, Hava Amin, Hipsi Kohim. I would have thought that the Miut and Parsha Samar, Bnei Aharon Lo Benos Aharon, only goes on the first din in the Parsha. That's what you usually assume. Only goes on the first din, and Tumas Kohen, it doesn't go on the later din. Hipsi Kohim, and so that's why you need Gzera Shavah. And even after you have the Gzera Shavah, still, how do you know? Maybe Bnei Aharon Lo Benos Aharon only goes on Tuma, and Gzera Shavah goes on other din. And maybe over here, usually, Tosfos says, usually you say, in Gzera Shavah L'Machatz, and here, Tosfos says, here the Gemara felt that it should be in Gzera Shavah L'Machatz. Gzera Shavah should only go on one din. So that's what the Gemara has to know. Even if you have the Gzera Shavah, then you should still say, Hipsikim. I was the Gzera Shavah, tell you, Limushim Gzera Shavah. Maybe I need it for a different din. And it's a Gzera Shavah only for that din. But let me give you Tanya. That what? There's a Chumra and a Kula in this din of Leikur Chol Korcha. The Chumra, the Kula is that the prohibition is only Alameis if somebody dies. If nobody dies, the guy just scratches his body and he's bleeding. So there's no prohibition. It's a different prohibition.
Chabola.
It's a different issue, but it's not this issue. This issue is only Alameis. This is an additional reason. Yeah. This additional issue is only Alameis. And then that's Kula. And then you have a Chumra that not only do you get Malkus once, if you do Korcho, let's say the guy scrapes in a few places in his head, and he bleeds in a few places. So the Gemara said a Chumra, it says Korcho l'chayv al kol Korcho b'Korcho. He gets Malkus for each one that he does. That's one Chumra. Then there's another Chumra that you shouldn't think that it's only Simcha Korcha Bein Yenechem. Only Bein Yenechem over here. Oh, you look to Tavis Bein Yenechem. It's Bein Yenechem. You have to put the tefillin over here. You can't put the tefillin anywhere else over here. But maybe over here also it says Simcha Korcha Bein Yenechem. One might have thought it's only over here. So the Pasuk by Kohanim applies Korcha Beroshim. Simcha Korcha Beroshim, the whole head. So there's an interesting Balamar. In the first parak in Masechet Pesachim, he said, this is the style of the Chumash. that you have a parsha that appears in two different locations. Here you have the din of Korchah, and it's written in parsha Samor with respect to Kohanim, and it's written in Chumash Devarim in chapter Yudalim with respect to Yisrael. And one is learned out from the other. Liten ha'amah shel zeh v'zeh v'hamah shel zeh v'zeh. So the kula that it's only alameis, if it's not alameis, and not oivan dislavi, only andalav, oivan dalav of chavola. So the kula says by Yisrael. And the two chumras, namely that Yechayv and kol harosh, without only bein aneichem, and the other chumra yeloik al kol karcha v'karcha, the two chumras say by kohanim. So he says that's the style of the chumash. The chumash will write it in two parshas, and the one parsha sounds like it should be more chumra than the other parsha. So that's where the chumras will be written, and the kulas will be written in the parsha that's lahaka. Even though it's liten homa shel zeh v'zeh, because they have a zeh shavet karcha karcha, but still, the chumash will write the chumra and the chumra digger parsha, and the kula and the kula digger parsha. It says over here, to get malchus, I'll call karcha, but karcha, that's a chumra, that says by kohanim. And it's called a rosh, the same karcha the roshim, that says by kohanim, by Israel, and it says the kula alamei. So the kula applies to both, kohanim and Israel. And the chumra is applied to both also. But the Torah writes the chumra by the chumra and the ka, and the kula by the ka. So he said the same thing by Rabbi Matzah, he has. It's only if it's shalachem, it's not shalachem, not. And if you're the Kabbalah Chayis, then you are chayav by Rabbi Matzah. So he has a whole interpretation there. Why the Chumash wrote the Kula by the Mekel, by the Kula Diki case, and the Chumash by the Chumash Diki case. You have to chazer Chumash. You see how many times this happens. He gives you two Mishon, this one, and one by Rabbi Matzah.
Korcha is not for a woman. A woman is allowed to be Korea.
This Tana holds that by women there's no additional prohibition, it's only an Isser of Chavola. There will be an Isser of Chavola. But by Chavola, that's a question. Chavola, when the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chavola Lamazik, he writes that there's an Aver to be Chavola, but Chaver, Chavola, Beyatzmo. So the Rambam, the two Girsis in the Rambam, one Girsis is that one who does Chavola, but Chaver, Derech Nitzoyon, Ki Yinotzo Anoshin, they're fighting, and he's chazal b'chaver as part of the fight. And the other gear says they're bizayon. Instead of nitzayon, the other gear says bizayon. So what if a person is chazal? Let's say a person does cosmetic surgery. The cause is bleeding, but it's neither derech nitzayon nor derech bizayon. He or she wants to look better. They want to improve their good looks. So the minchas yitzchak has a tshuva. Usually minchas yitzchak quotes everything under the sun. He quotes all Akron. Here he just has one paragraph. He says the two gears in the Ram of Darf, Nitzan, Darf, Nitzan. This is Venus, so it's Mutta, yours truly. The kids, that's what I'm so rage, he also said. It's neither Darf, Nitzan, Darf, Nitzan, cosmetic surgery is Mutta. Now, Baron Soloveitchik was not so quick. He's, Rav Moshe also has a long tshuva. He says, the girl is not good looking, and she's afraid she's not going to get the tshuva. Our boy looks awful, absolutely ugly. So then there's room to be made. But if it's not so bad, I mean, he thinks that it's not right. It's not with them. And Rav Soloveitchik thought it's after gone. He thought it's neither Darf Nitzan, Darf Nitzan. So that's the question over here. If they want to express their sadness over the death of a dear friend, so maybe it's neither Darf Nitzan, Darf Nitzan. Maybe there is no Issa Chavolah. If you raise the issue, let it be an Issa Chavolah, maybe. Maybe it's neither bizayin. I don't know. It is bizayin. It is bizayin. That's it. He wants to show that because when he died, I'm falling to pieces. Probably is there a bizayin. I don't know. Yes, so that's the question. What do you gain by saying that the women are not in violation of the law? Like the chukarcha, if they're in violation of chavol, also lo dem lach bo biyatzma anyway. So what do you gain? Since she only gets once malchus, she doesn't get twice malchus. I don't know. Good question, good question. She'll still be also because of the Chavola. So the Gemara has this Gzera Shav. The kid in time, the Gemara says, even Shum Gzera Shav, maybe the Olam, B'nei Aharon, B'nei Aharon, and Golis on the first din in Parsha, so only at Tumas Kohan, and it doesn't go on Korcha. I have Gzera Shav and Korcha. No, maybe the Gzera Shav is not Lagam, it's only Gzera Shav for the following din, the kid in time. Maybe there's only one malchus. If you get many times malchus, then it says Beroshim, by the Kohanim it says Beroshim, Matam la Fish and Emma by Yisrael, so it's like you gotta see for Bain and Etam. Bain and Etam only means over here. Yochaloy hey chai vel al Bain Hoy Nine, only if he scrapes over here, can they get Bain Hoy Nine? Then I the rabbi is called Rosh, I'm Lord of Roshim, Chai vel al Roshim, Bain Hoy Nine. The end of the Kohanim, the end of the Kohanim, these two chumrins, that you loy kal kol korcha vel korcha, and then Yechai vel kol Rosh, that by the Kohanim, how do you, Shavi, but I'm a cause mitzvah sincere, so I didn't know that it carries over to Yisrael. But the answer is that you have zero shabbat korcha korcha. Ma kan chiva kol korcha be korcha chiva la rosh pein anay ma lahava. Uma ma lahala, just like by Yisrael, it's only ala meis. By Kohanim never says ala meis, but you're learning zero shabbat korcha korcha. Av kan ala meis. So the Gemara asks, even if you have, what did Abayi say on the top line? If the Makar Abisi is zero shabbat korcha korcha, and it says by the Kohana, it says by the Kohanim, Bnei Aharon, Labanos Aharon, doesn't apply to the women, so you have Zer Shava that carries over to Yisrael also. So the Gemara says, what needing Zer Shava for? Should be a Kabachim. So the answer is, well, you can ding Zach and say that Bnei Aharon Labanos only goes on to Muskanim, doesn't go on all the things of the Pasha. So that's why needing Zer Shava. So the Gemara says, even after the Zer Shava, how do you know? Maybe Baskoyan is Muzer. Not to scrape on it. So the Gemara says, no, I treat it as if I have two Zereshavas. One Zereshavah, Korcho, Korcho. The same Zereshavah, Korcho, Korcho. It could have written Kerach. So why does it say Korcho, Shabbos, Minotate? I treat it as if I had two Zereshavas. The one Zereshavah tells me, Litan, it's Amma Shal Zeb, Zeb, it's Amma Shal Zeb, Zeb. Tells me it's only Alameis, and it's I'll call Korcho, the Korcho, and it's called a Roish. The other Zereshava, I treated as if I have two Zereshava. The other Zereshava tells me that that I should darshan Bnei Aharon and Labanos Aharon on all the dinim. And a Kohen is permitted, there's no violation by Kohen. So Karka, the Bais Yisrael, also there's no violation. Sure.
Why isn't it the Chukas HaGoy?
Probably is.
But that's what the Kohen did.
Yeah.
Why don't you not like them?
Yeah, so
that would apply to everybody.
I don't know, Chukas HaGoyim is, the Gemara says, it's a chok b'litam.
So they have a tam.
If there's a good reason you want to express your sadness, like the Gemara says, Tamid Chachamim died, so the Tamidim or the Chavim used to rip into their body. I Taisa says it's a violation of Masisim Makorach Ben Nech Mameis, Masis Garu. So Taisa says they did it out of Kovar Atar. He did it out of Kovarat. So whenever you have a good reason,
you don't say that.
So there's no Yisrael Chukas HaKom. Let's say to eat French fries. Why do they eat French? Because it's very tasty. Why do they wear summer clothes and the summer winter clothes in the winter? The Jews never did. The Jews always wore heavy black clothing. Summer and winter. But then they go and do it and it makes sense. So if it makes sense, and it's not a chok. So it is also out of respect. So you want to show respect to someone. Probably it's not an Yisrael Chukas HaKom. And even Allah said that it is also, so Taisa says if it's the Shein Kavod HaTor, not out of Kavod HaMeis of the Nifter, then it is Mutar, only out of Kavod HaMeis of the Nifter you're not allowed to. Probably. Shein. So this is the Machlokes HaBai V'Rava. What is the Mocker of Isi's Brisa? Isi Tani, Isi presented a Brisa. Av Pal Yikim Chum Noshim Ptura is, that doesn't apply to women. So Rava had a whole explanation that it says Banim Aten Banim Vlad Banus, and I'm Kadosh Atah, I'm included in it. So you have a Ribui and a Milut, so the Ribui goes on Loisis Gerderu, and the Milut goes on Loisisim Bakar. And Abayi says, no, I treat it as if you have a Zereshav Bakar Bakar, I treat it as if you have a double Zereshav. So one Zereshav tells me the details, Litan Hamashal Zet, Zet, Hamashal Zet, Zet. The other Zereshav tells you, that you should darshan Bnei Aharon Lamanasa not only on the first din and emor, namely on Tumas Meis, on all the din and including Korcha. That it doesn't apply to the Baskon. Once it doesn't apply to the Baskon, then it's a Kavachem to the Basi. So the Gemara wants to know, what did Abai Barava, why don't they hold from each other? So the Gemara says, Rav Am had a time to eat at the other Bein and Nechem. Where is it again? Rav Am. Who is it before?
Yeah,
who is the first one that said my time is easy? On the second white line on the previous dapping, one just says my time is easy. Mark explains it. Gemara says, and then they quote Abayama, doesn't say the same as the Gemara. Rav Amar, the three different explanations. Rav Amar, Rav has a third explanation. Third explanation. Rav Amar, Rav disagrees. At the time of the Yisrael, the Yavah Ben Enechem is Tfilin. That was Ma'al Halon. It says over here, Likach Karcha. How does it say Ben Enechem Lameis? Does it seem a Karcha Ben Enechem Lameis? Says Shatulas, all the Kitab is Ben Enecha. So just like Ben Enecha, by Tfilin, women are Potter. How do you know women are Potter? Because Tfilin is Ukash, two Talmud Torah, and Kriyashma, both in the first parasha and the second parasha. So Mala Halon, Noshim, Turism, Tfilin, Afkan, by Likur Chukarchom, Ben, Nasisim, Akarcha, Ben Enechem, then it has the connotation Afkan, Noshim, Turism. That's the Mokka. So the three different Akaris. The stomach, the Gemara, then you have Abai, then you have Rav. So the Gemara asks, V'Rav, my time, Lomik Abai. Why didn't say like Abai? Why didn't say like Abai? So the Gemara says, Pashat is so wild, Abai. He says, you have two Xerashavis. If it would have written Kerach twice, it would have been Xerashavis. Now that it says Korcha twice, I treat it as if there are two Xerashavis. Who ever heard of that? In Gan Shas, you never heard of that. That's how Rashi said, no? You treat it as if you have a double Xerashavis. Where is the Rashi?
Gimel Masra Nichtov.
Nichtov v'chabar kerach. My karach avalek gzer shavah yisera. I treat it as if you have two gzer shavahs. Two words, karcha. Could have written kerach. Kerach, now it says karcha. I treat it as if you have two gzer shavahs. So Rabbi doesn't agree. Kerach karcha la mashma. Never heard of such a thing. That two words together is a double gzer shavah. Why doesn't he say like Rava? Omalach, he says, no, not that you learn that Leikuchu Karcha from Tefillin. No, Faker. Tefillin is like that. Tefillin Gufay Mehocha Gomalach. No, Faker. I learn that Tefillin from Karcha. That what? He says he put Tefillin. So where do you put it? Taka Ben Enecha? So they say, no, since it says over there, and korcha means you're pulling out hair. So you see, ben yenecha doesn't mean over here. Ben yenecha means where the hair grows. So even by tefillin, that it says, oh, the kutav is ben yenecha, ben yenechem. It doesn't mean ben yenechem, it means higher up where the hair grows. So by tosei, you have tosei as the kashya. So ein gzer shavah lamachta. Don't you have the gzer shavah? So why doesn't it teach you everything? I don't know. Tosei. So it doesn't mean, before they ask, they get an answer. There was a shvacha answer there too. I don't know. So Abaye Tainas, Abaye. My time of Omer Kerova. Why doesn't he say like Rava that you learn out from Tefillin? Omalach Abaye holds no. It's the reverse. The Gzera Shavah is the reverse direction. Then go find Mehalcha Gomalom. Alham Bakum Shosim Korcha Begova Shalrosh. Avkam Bakum Bekom Hanocha. The Tefillin is Begova Harosh. So that's the Pelos. It's the Gzera Shavah Lamachza. I don't know. Then the Gemara asks, "So Ben Labad Ben Garov, Haibonim Atem My Darshibe." The first stomach of the Gemara and the second wide line, the Gemara before he got to Abai Garov. So the Gemara said that Rosh is Bonim Atem Lasham Kechem Bonim Vlad Bonis, that it doesn't apply to women. There was a spirit. Bonim means Bonim Vlad Bonis, and Am means it, including the women. So it's a spirit. But he said Bonim Vlad Bonis goes on Korcha, and Am goes on Losis Garov. That the women are Muzer on Losis Garov. The Freg the Gemara, but if Abai Berav don't need a different mocker, so why don't they darshan Banu Vlai Banas? Banu Matam Shamakechem? So that's what the Gemara answers. Obey La Abai Ben Berav, Hai Banu Matam Vlai Darshi Bein. What do they do with the word Banu? And for the Gemara, no, that's a machlekes Atanoim. What's a machlekes? It says it's a Sifrein Parshas Re'ei. Is machlekes ameir Rav Yudah. Usually, when there's machlekes ameir Rav Yudah, halacha Rav Yudah. So let's see, what's machlekes? We kid Tanya. They have a price in the sifrei. Banim atem l'Hashem alakech mismat shatim nogim minig banim atem kuein banim men atem minig banim men atem kuein banim. Dib Rav Yudah. We're only banim Nikur Banim and Nikur Avadim. So this man shows Mitzvah Shamachim, Nikur Banim. This man shows Mitzvah Shamachim, Nikur Avadim. And Ramea disagreed. Even when we do Averis, even if we worship Avadizar, we still call Banim Shinemra. Banim Scholim Hem, foolish children. Banim Scholim, foolish, we do Averis, but we still call Banim. The Yarmah and the other Pasik, Banim Laim and Banim. We can't rely on them, they're doing Averis. The Yarmah, a third Pasik, Zerim Rein, Banim Ashkisim, they're doing Avadizar. And we still call Banim, Banim Ashkin to the Yarmah. The pasuk says, "Lasi lavai." When the Jewish people will do tshuva, v'hoi b'm kamashe yamalayim loy ami atem. For so many years, the Jews did so many averes. So the Christians said, "We lost our status as the Yamanitka." So that's not true. But we no longer represent our Kodesh Baruch because we do so many averes. Lasi lavai, we will all do tshuva, yamalayim b'nei kelchoi. So we will revert back to become banim lama. So that's where the Tana Reb Meir quotes four different psukim. The first three psukim say, even now while we sin, we're nikur banim. And the fourth pasuk says that loss of love, when we'll do tshuva, the tshuva will be accepted, but we're banim now also. Tshuva will be accepted and will become very friendly with your banim.
So these psukim make it impossible to be Darish halacha because we have this. So the character, it's like it doesn't detract, it's a different level of
what's an afkamina? Yeah. What's a mind afkamina? Whether nikru banim or nikru avodim,
you can still learn the halacha.
Yeah, I don't know, remember, I just remember there's an essay, the Mishnah Melech has a sefer Parashas Drachim, so if you have a chance, I just remember he has a whole essay about this. I think he says, even though usually Rabbi Rabbi Yudah Lachik Rabbi Yudah, I think he has a hechra from the Gemara that here we pass him like Rav Meir. Forgot already. So I think it's in the first paragraph from Bava Basra. The same machlokes. Nikur banim, nikur avodim. So Rav Yudah says, "Mitzvah shehos mitzvah shemachim nikur banim." Mitzvah shehos mitzvah shemachim nikur avodim. Rav Meir disagrees. Bentochabentoch. Even mitzvah shehos mitzvah shemachim nikur banim. My nafkamina though. My nafkamina. I forgot. You have some kind of nafkamina. I don't remember. I've got to take a look. So the Gemara is now explaining, why does Rav Meir have to quote four psukim? My Dion, and the third white line. My Dion, why does he need another pasuk? Another pasuk. The first pasuk is enough. Banim scholim hain. Bulashum, they're sinning, and they're still called banim. So what does he need the second? What is the second pasuk added on? Adding on. My Dion, the Gemara, the big tame, a monk can argue, and say, Sikh lhu de mikri, bani. Sikh lhu de mikri, bani. If they're foolish and they do Averis, Aver Kiles, Behu Benem Nehusa, no Mikra Banim. Maybe if they don't worship Aver Zara, Banim Laim and Ba. They do a little Aver here and there. But if they don't have Emunah, Leis Behu Benem Nehusa, they're not loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they worship Aver Zara, La Mikra Banim. So Shema V'Yomer, Banim Laim and Ba. They don't have Emunah, they're not loyal at all, and they're still called banim. Chitayim or kileis bu hamnusa with the mikra banim ki pachol abedizol. What does it mean, leis bu hamnusa? There are four different madregas. Nachamu. The first madrega is, let's see the Rashi. Chitayim or sich lehu de mikra banim ki she'ein bohem elo shtus hu de mikra banim. Al kishem rishon, they do stupid things. But if they do averes, maybe not called banim. But then it says banim leim umbam. Then the Gemara says vayke. Maybe only leim umbam. They do averes, but still they didn't do avodah zarah. So banim ashchisim. Ashchisim has the connotation of avodah zarah. Both avodah zarah mitzvah tav shalom v'yam zayir merin banim ashchisim. Chitayim of banim ashchisim. Banim alya loy mikru. Banim ashchisim. They're not called banim. My children banim. They're not stam banim. Banim ashchisim leimar. The Yomer, the fourth pasuk, Derek Vahedim Kam Shiyamalahem Amiyatim Vayamalahem Kel Vnei Kel Choy. What does it mean? The tshuva will be accepted. Are they tshuva? So what is that? And Reb Yehuda doesn't agree. Everybody agrees tshuva. Very unclear. It was very unclear. What's the haba meaning? That tshuva shouldn't help on Avodah Zarah. Mm-hmm. So the Chumash tshuva helps Avodah Zarah. Say the Chet Ha'ilu. I'll look in the Marshal, see what it says. And what's an afkamina? Whether nikur banim, nikur avanim. Only agarta. Or is there some halachic nafka minin? You gotta take a look at it. You know? You have to look in Mishlam Halach. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. The next Mishnah is telling us which dinim apply to women, which dinim don't apply to women. Because the Mishnah started, the mitzvah says that she has background with women apotah. And that gives you a whole list of mitzvahs that don't apply to women. So the little Tosfos HaSmicha, as Tosfos says, two of the dinim in the Mishnah, the first dinim, smicha. When you bring a korban, so the bala korban does smicha. The bala korban, not a koi. And tenufa, a person brings a shlamim, so he does tenufa, chazav v'shov. So, or a mincha, he brings a mincha, so he do tenufa, that's the bala korban does tenufa. So the first two dinim in Mishnah, smicha and tenufa is only by men, not by women. That's not talking about kohanim. That's talking about whoever the bala korban happens to be. And all the rest in the Mishnah goes on kohanim. The Rabbas Kohen cannot be makrov korbanos. Shchitik sheret v'isha. That's a Mishnah. Shchitik sheret v'zak. Shchitik sheret v'isha. But aside from shchita, hagoshen, kmitzen, haktoren, malikin, chabolos, adam, hazos, adam. That's only by male kohen and not by female kohen. That doesn't apply to kohen. That's a sofik taka in the Mishnah Melech. In this sefer, he has... at the end of the Parashah, he has a kuntres called Derech Mitzvah Sefer. So he lists off what are the differences between the Rambam's listing and the Ramban's listing and the Sefer Achinos listing and the Smag. A few orders. So in the Derech Mitzvah Sefer, he raises the topic of Bas Kohen as a Chelos B'Truma. So you see, she has Kedusha's Kuntres. So what if a Bas Kohen... There's a positive chumash, Zara Korat Yumas. If a non-Koyan does HaKrovus HaKrabonis, it's Misa B'dei Shammai. What if a Balmum, a Koyan Balmum, does HaKrovus HaKrabonis? I don't think there's Misa B'dei Shammai. We have a lot of puzzled by the evidence and Avera, but there's no Misa B'dei Shammai. So what if a Bas Koyan will be Makri of Korbonis? They say a Bas Koyan is like a Zahar, and she's Zahar on Zara Korat Yumas. But he say no. A bas kohen has to do shes kuna v'harash is achelus v'truma, is achelus v'chaz v'shoy. Ein v'shem v'men adem, yeah. But maybe just a psul. That's a suffix that he made. So at some point that, it looks like maybe a dion two girsis in the Gemara and Zvachim in the first parak of Yishikim. But that's, it could be that it's a dion in v'shem. It's not black and white, not explicit, but that's the Suffolk of the Mishnah Melech and the Derech Mitzvah Sech. Anyway, but the Mishnah says all the avodas that have to be done by a Kohen cannot be done by a Kohenis. That's what they say. The first two go on Yisrael, the Baal HaKorban, Haredi Yisrael. And all the rest, Hagoshes, and Mitzvahs, and Haktars, and Malik, all the rest goes on Kohanim. That a Kohenis is not Dino Ki Kohen when they get to doing avodah. But then there's a Mishnah in... Saito has all the lists of more differences between men and women. So one difference we had, Nimka big nevasa below big nevasa. Which Nimka big nevasa, which is like the enemy carries big nevasa. If a woman steals and she doesn't have money to pay back, so you don't sell her as an amrabi, you only sell a man. And the Mishnah lists off more differences. And then places there on Saita quotes at the Sefer and lists off even more differences between men and women. Which halachas are different between the men and the women?
Well, the Nimka never saw it's really on the Bezdin. It's not on.
The Bezdin is not
the object of the.
The Bezdin is not allowed to sell her as an Amoraviya if she steals. Yeah. But the Mishnah and the Braisa lists off a whole bunch of additional dinim. Let's say a Kohen brings a Korban Mincha. Normally, if a non-kohen brings a korban nechal, the kohen does kmitza, he burns the kohen that's underneath there, and the rest is nechal. The shiori ha-mincha is nechal to zichri kohen, it's a kachi kachi. Nechal to zichri kohen and the azar. What's the din if a kohen brings a mincha? Mincha's kohen is kula kolo. Kula kolo. You don't do kmitza, you burn the whole thing. You don't do any kmitza, you burn the whole thing. But what if it's a bas kohen who brings? So I think a kohen is not din a kohen. I think that's what the Mishnah talks about over here. A Bas Kohen doesn't have that din that it's good at kol. You have to do kmitza, and you burn the kmitza, and the rest is nechal. So then the Mishnah gives you mochilukim. Mochilukim to men and women. differences in halacha. One of the differences is in hairstyle. That the men and the women are supposed to have different kind of hairdos, as opposed to what they have now. The unisex barbershop is against halacha. The men and the women have the same haircut. There's the fairish against it. The sefta is supposed to have different kind of hair. Okay, so the Mishnah lists off chutz, when do you have tunufa by women? Chutz, in mincha seita, when a zira, sheheimenifos, they participate in doing the tunufa. But usually when a woman brings a mincha, she doesn't, if the woman is the bala sakot, she doesn't do. Woman brings a shlamim and they separate the chaz v'shov. So the woman does not participate in the tnufa, only the kohen does. And if a woman brings a mincha, so you don't, the woman doesn't do the tnufa, only by mincha seita and then the zira. That's the fairship
system. Does it with the kohen though? Okay, right.
With the kohen, yeah. So Tyson's in the Seifa quotes the Yerushalmi, asked the question, I mean, the Kohen puts his hand under the woman's hand, he's holding the girl's hand, she's a married woman, the nation sees. So the Yerushalmi says, you put a shmap in, you put a towel in. Then the Yerushalmi says, why don't you put a towel in? He says, you shouldn't be holding the woman's hand. It's a chatzitza. You can't have a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, the Yetzirah is not Charlotte, it's only for half an hour. Yetzirah is not Charlotte. But Tosis over here has a discussion. So what about chatzitza, her hand? The seita is holding on to the mincha seita, and the kohen puts his hands below her hands. So aren't her hands a chatzitza between the kohen's hands and the mincha seita, and the kli that has the mincha seita? So Tosis has two opinions about that. You hear the Tosis. And Lamed Vav and Lamed Beis. Tosis there also has two opinions. Tosis and seita. Here they say, Machtens kan yore tafis yara bailin, umeinif. So they say someone else's hands is a chatzitza between my hands and whatever he's supposed to do tenufa on. The Gemara there talks about, the Gemara Menachos, daf tzadik dalet, makes a distinction between smicha and tenufa. Let's say you have a carbon that's brought to shutfus. You have a carbon shlomo. The hema costs $1,000. I can't afford $1,000. So five people join together, we buy a carbon shlomo. So he's supposed to do smicha on the shlomo. So the Gemara says, each one does smicha separately. You can't do smicha together because you have to do smicha b'shtei yadayim, b'chol terekot. You have to lean on the animal. So my hands are going to be on the head of the animal. Your hands are going to be on top of my hands. So my hands are chatzitza between your hands and the head of the animal. But when it comes to tenufa, smicha, there is no pasuk that says you can only have one smicha. But tenufa, there's a pasuk that implies you can only have one tenufa. Then it says, echad meina vayidei kulam. One of the five shutim does tenufa, and the chazal shok, and they roll yetzir. But the smicha, each one does a smicha separately. What does it say? Ain't tenufa b'chayvrin. Chayvrin means pirish, karbon ha-shutim. You don't have each one of the five shutfim do tenufa. The Gemara said, why the hechel levit? What are you going to do? You see the tesis, machnes, on the first wide line in the tesis. So they quoted Gemara Menachos, daf tzadik dalet. Ain't tenufa b'chayvin. Yeah, the carbon means pure shutfim. Carbon or shutfim. So you don't have all five do tenufa. So hechel levit, what are you going to do? Lentil b'hara lentil. I'll do tenufa, you'll do tenufa, you'll do tenufa. The shutfim is achazay yanifu. Yeah, each one should do tenufa five times. Chodeh tenufa machmana. The Rosh Tekun, you can't have more than one tenufa. And if you'll all five do at the same time, imana chad men ashutim yodei kachas yodei dechabre, we'll all do tenufa at the same time, kain, havi chatzitza. So it's going to be a chatzitza. So that's the din. The korban ashutim, echo neinevai dekulam. One does tenufa and they're all yodei. But smicha, there is no problem. So each one does smicha de zachaze. But you can't do the vasachas. Because your hands will be a chatzitza. So this is spektakasha. If it says, machnis kan yod or tachas yad habaylin, we'll mean it. Or let's say the carbon, the minchas seita. So the seita holds on to the minchas seita in the kli, and the coin puts his hand under her hand. So the Yerushalmi, yes, he's holding the ishish's hand. So the Yerushalmi says, put a shmata. And they say, no, can't put a shmata, it'll be chatzitza. So the answer is, yeah. So her hands are a chatzitza. Our hands are a chatzitz between the kohen's hands and the kli. So Tosfos has two answers. So one answer to give is, that's a gzeres hakasuv. That's the way you have to do it, so it's not a chatzitz. There is no gzeres hakasuv that by shutfim we have all five do tenufa b'mas achatz. There is no such pasuk. And there is a pasuk, you only do one tenufa. Zechamen if I dekul. But here the pasuk says you have to cut. The kohen has to do the tenufa with the bible, so it's not called a chatzitz. The other answer is, oyesh loimar. First answer is that Zeres HaKosim. Zeres HaKosim. Zeres HaKosim. So it's not a Chatzit. Oy Yishlam, another answer. No. So let's say you have a Kli like this. So the Soita will hold on over here. And the Kohen will hold on over here. They're not holding. They're not holding right below her hands. So what was the Kasha of the Yishlami? What was the old Kasha of the Yishlami? Let the Kohen. You can't hold below her hand. It'll be a Chatzitza. Maybe that's the answer of the Yishlami. First, you show me the answer, you put a shmata, and then they say, no, shmata is a chatzitza. Let her hand be a chatzitza. The answer is an achanami. So the kohen has to hold the kli over here, and they start to hold it on the bottom. So it says it's not a chatzitza at all.
Depends on the size of the hand and the size of the kli. Yeah. You have a problem.
Yeah, so you have to have a big enough kli
to avoid
that she
it.
Should hold her two hands on the bottom, and the kohen should hold on the side. So it's 2 days in Tosfos. When you do tenufa, the kohen with the bala karbon, by the Seita, by the Mincha Seita, and by any Mincha, so you have the Kohen put his hands below the Yad HaBailim, and there's no problem of Chatzitza, no, he has to put it in a different location. It would be a problem of Chatzitza.
What's so the Pasuk by Seita? What does the Pasuk say exactly?
Unclear. That's what they said, it's unclear in the Pasuk. Tachas doesn't necessarily mean one hand below the other hand, could be lower.
Uh-huh.
She's holding here, he's holding higher up on the uh-huh. Kli. Some other time. Okay.
I thought that's the delivery man.
Okay.
Yeah.
If with Tosfos' answer, then why do you need the psukim?
Just why?
But the whole, let me say that the chiddush of the psukim was that they do tenufa, the woman does tenufa as opposed to when the women don't do tenufa. So what's the.
He lives in Tiddush Yomar Kiddush. He has a job that doesn't require paying attention. So he listens to Shem. Quite welcome. Okay. So what do you say?
If woman's not actually doing the tenufa with the kohen, then what do you need the psukim for?
She is doing the tenufa with the kohen. She's holding on to the bottom of the kli. He holds on either below her hand or either to the side for the same kli. So those are the 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos sounds the way they present it. They sound like by Bikurim. When you bring Bikurim, everybody agrees. They both do tenufa for the same time and you worry about chatzitza. You see the last line and a half in Tosfos. The line begins, Vachanami Ashkochan Gavin Bikurin. The Tosfos Dima Mascha Machnis Kohen. So the line before the rest, Vachanami Ashkochan by Bikurin sounds like you all agree. A Kohen Hoy Urches Bisvasov of the Kli, Kalamba Bisvasa Kli, the Milo, a Bailam and the Mata. The Bailam holds over here, the Meskin with the Bikurin, and the Kohen holds over here. So it sounds like that, they all agree. And Hol Machlek is 2 days in Tosfos. What about Tanufa by the Menoches? By the Chazav Ishaik. Do you do the same as Bikurim? Mm-hmm. They hold in different locations? So it sounds like by Bikurim everybody agrees. They hold in different locations.
A woman can bring Bikurim too, right?
Yeah, a woman doesn't recite the Rami of Adavi. She's made the Dana Kari. She's Mukhiv and Bikurim. That's a Kasha. Why shouldn't you consider Bikurim the Minchas Chinotos by the Kasha? So we haven't talked about the kasha. Why shouldn't you consider the Kohen a mitzvah says the Shazvan Grom? Because you can only bring the Kohen from Shavuah still Chanukah. From Shavuos till Sukkos, you maybe did Kori. And from Sukkos till Chanukah, you maybe did Ainu Kori. So since there's a time limit, so why shouldn't that be considered the mitzvah saseh as vangro? So some say, Enachanami, she's only mechuyev in the Rabbanon. That's a wild answer. Women are only mechuyev in Havuas HaBikurim in the Rabbanon. Pashta says they're mechuyev in HaTorah. You can't be Kore, you can say, Baruch HaSadam HaShem HaSat Ali HaShem. And in principle, women learn not L'chelik Ba'oretz. That's an exception to the rule. They learn their sons, so they got. But normally, women are excluded from getting chelik, so they can't really say, Baruch HaSadam HaShem HaSat Ali HaShem. It's not Hashem HaSat Ali HaShem. Yeah. So it sounds fantastic that by Bikurim, everybody agrees that the Kohen and the Balaam hold in two different locations. So by Menachos, Tosfos has 2 days. By Menachos and by Chazal v'Shoik, by Tanufa, by Shlomim, that's 2 days in Tosfos, where they also hold in two different places. Oh, no, they hold in the same place. And there's no issue about Chatzitz.
But the Shifrin moved to Smicha, can one be much to the other, or to that? They each do.
No, each one has to do his own Smicha. Yeah, by Korban HaShutrin. Chayvrin, it's called Chayvrin, or Chaburin. Korban HaShutim is called Chayvrin. So Tanuf Echemein of Ayde Kulam. And Smicha, each one does his own Smicha, the Zach Azra. Yeah.
It's not even by Korban Pesach, is it? That all the Minuyim have to.
Korban Pesach doesn't need Smicha. Some Korbanos don't need Smicha. Korban Maisa Pesach don't need Smicha. So let's see. So the Mishnah says all these dinim don't apply to women. Smicha means the Baal HaKorban usually does smicha. The woman is the Baal HaKorban, she doesn't know smicha. How do you know? Smicha is the tzid, Babel Menei Yisrael. Menei Yisrael love and Arsi Yisrael. That's the first plus again by Yitra. Babel Menei Yisrael love and Arsi Yisrael. That's the first shach in Yerudei. Talks about when the Yidashim Menei Yisrael love and Arsi Yisrael. When the Darshan B'nai saw the low Gairim, and when the not Darshan either. So it says, Tanayim, how to feel to know when you Darshan which one. So here, Darshan B'nai saw the low B'nai Sisra. We already discussed, there's a Machloikas HaTanayim, Machloikas Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yudit, whether Noshim Samchas Rishus, that they wanted to make the Smicha, or Noshim are not permitted to do Smicha. So we passing Noshim Samchas Rishus. What exactly is the Machlokes? And we probably discussed it, I remember when Parshat Panitra, whenever. So Rashi learns the issue is if a woman volunteers to fulfill a mitzvah she's not obligated to do, maybe it's a violation of Baal Tosfos. And Tosfos is very upset. Tosfos, that's unbelievable. How can say it's a violation of Baal Tosfos? There's a concept of any mitzvah, Yosef Lechava Beis. That's not Baal Tosfos. But Tosfos has a different shot. That when you do smicha, you have to do smicha b'chol koicha, you have to lean on the other. So the Rashi and Tosfos had the girsa and all the regular editions of the Gemara, that's what we have in the Gemara Chagiga. Even according to the Tana Holosh Nosim, some Kos Yeshuas, they don't do real bona fide smicha b'chol koicha. That'll be a violation of Oyvir Avoyd HaKotchim. So they just do imitation smicha. They do akufi yudaiko. They have their hands floating on top of the carbon, but they don't lean on it. Just an imitation smicha. What do you accomplish? There's no, that's not any tzul of the yosef. They're not yet to anything with that. Just kedei lasas nachas ruach lanosh. Like the women have an imitation minyan, tefillah group. So they leave out kach kedusha baruch hu, all the drum shabitusha. So the whole thing is a fake. But you want to make them happy. So you want to make nachas ruach lanosh. So the Gemara says, so what's the klal? Are you allowed to do today lasas nachas ruach lanosh? Are you allowed to do it or not? To make an imitation smicha, to make an imitation mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if you're koshish, that it may draw the day takova, then you shouldn't do it. If there's nothing to be koshish, then you're permitted to do, we recommend it. So this is when, that's the machlokes hatanayim, when the notion of some kos rishus. Even if you allow women to do smicha, it's only imitation smicha. So they, one Tana holds, noshim are prohibited to do smicha, even imitation smicha, because they may forget and do smicha b'chol koicham. In which case there'll be a violation of Vasaba b'kosher ech, avoided b'kosher. It's not ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is if you get hanoa from the egg. You're not getting an hanoa. She's leaning on the behemoth b'chol koicha. She doesn't get hanoa. She can walk. It's a nuisance to lean on the behemoth. It's annoying. So she doesn't get hanah, but it's avoyde bekotchen. The sabbath v'charishayrech and the sogas v'charishanech gives her avoyde. The nisur avoyde. So Tezimayim, that's the machlokes hatanoim. Kedei lasas nachas ruach v'noshim, so Rav Yehuda holds, and the women are not allowed to do imitation smichah because they may be bodei dei tachon. And as Yossi says, noshim samchas rishus, we even allow them, we should have made gzeirah d'rabbanan, but we don't. We allow them to violate what should have been gzeirah d'rabbanan because of the nachas ruach v'noshim. So that's what Tosafot said, that's why we allow the women to say bracha and it's the best of Shazman Rabban, because of bracha shein etzvicha, bracha levatal is only the Rabbanon. So we allow the women to say bracha shein etzvicha because of the consideration of nachas ruach. We don't want the women to rebel. So we want to make them, we want to appease the women. So we allow them to say bracha levatal.
Well,
it's a bracha shein etzvicha. They didn't need the whole thing in the first place.
But if they're doing the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvicha, it's a big word.
It's a good tetaina. It's a good tetaina. That's how the Rabbein and Tam proved it. Rabbein and Tam proved that women can say bracha. So you would have said, no, the women, there's a kima, in a mitzvah, and they're kiyam. So you say bracha and a kiyam. Rabbein and Tam doesn't say that. He says, you see that you allow mishum nachas ruach l'noshim, you allow them to violate Agzeir de Rabbanon, Agzeir Hashem Adol Du Smicha B'chol Koicham. What they know, Mibrach Shein Tzvicha is only Anissa de Rabbanon, so we allow them to violate Anissa Brach Shein Tzvicha because of the Nachas Ruach consideration. So you're asking, what's a Brach Shein Tzvicha? They're doing the mitzvah, so they should say the Brach. Good the time. Shtak the time. So those are, that's Rashi and Tosis. Then they write it in the Pirush on Teres Kainim, obviously had a different gears than the Gemara Chagiga. He didn't have the gears that the way we have, that even according to the Tanur Rabbi Yosef Nashim Samchus, which they only do Akufi Yudaiko, he had the gears that they do Smicha B'chol Koicham. And this is the Makhlaikas of Yudah and Rabbi Yosef, that we allow the women to do Smicha to violate the Yisra Avoida B'kotchim. It's an Yisra. So if you're not Mechuyim, so what's the heter to do it? So the Rabbi says, what did Ami, Abia Makhlaikas of Yudah Rabbi Yosef, the woman volunteers to wear tzitzis, and she's going to have shatnas. She's going to have shatnas in the beged of tzitzis. She's going to wear tchelas, and tchelas has to be tzemer, and the beged is pishton. So if a man wears it, it says sedechalo seser. What if a woman wears it? So she's not mechuyev in the whole thing. So do you have the right to say sedechalo seser? It's only an essay that she's not mechuyev. She has a kiyam on it, but she's not mechuyev.
It's
a
deraisa, though.
A deraisa. The Rebbe learns the machlokes on the level of deraisa. The Rebbe in the Pirush and the Teres Koyanim, and he had a different gears in the Gemara Chagiga. We have the gears in the Gemara that they only do akufi yadayfu. He had the gears in that. But everything starts from the first line in the Mishnah. The women are potter from smicha. Bnei Yisrael lo benos Yisrael samchus. That's the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbi Yosef with the Nashim samchus rishus. And the three different interpretations, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ravid, what exactly is the machlokes? Yeah, what about tenufas, that women never do tenufas? So if a woman brings a korban mincha, she doesn't participate in the tenufa. Does the kohen do the tenufa without her? Usually the tenufa is done, the kohen with the bala korban. Yeah. So we hear the coin does the tenufa on its own. He say, no, korban nashim, we don't do tenufa at all. I don't remember the din. We look it up in the office. What's the din? If a woman brings a mincha, you don't do tenufa at all, or the coin does the whole tenufa. The woman doesn't participate. I don't know. I'll take a look. What is Hagosha? All Tyson says, all the rest from the third on, all the rest go on Kohanim. Hagosha is when you walk into the Beis Hamikdash, you're looking forward. That's west. We face east when we daven Shema Nes because Yerushalayim is in the east. But in the Beis Hamikdash, when you're looking straight ahead, is west. So this, and the right hand side of the Azara is more important than the left hand side of the Azara. That's Tzofen. So Kachi Kachi Mikipasim at Tzofen. So the Dorum is over here. So this corner of the Mizbeah is Dromis Marovis. When you have a Korban Mincha, you have to do Hagosha. So you have to take the kli in which the carbon mincha is contained and have it touch the corner of the mizbeach. The Gemara has a halamin, and maybe that's not enough. Maybe you have to tilt it over in such a way that the corner of the mizbeach is touching the mincha inside. So the Mishnah says, no, dayo, megisha, by the can, by Rabbis de Romans, the dayo, that's enough if the kli touches. You don't need to tilt the kli in such a way that the mincha should touch. So that's the Hagosha. So Hagosha is done by a Kohen. So a Bas Kohen can't do the Hagosha, he can't do Knitzer, he can't do Haktorah. Shchita she can do, because Shchita Ksher Bazar. But all the other Avodas that you need a real Kohen for, so a Bas Kohen can't do it. And that's the Sotik of the Mishlam Melech. If she'll do it, well, she'll be Chaim Nisim Deshemai. He said, if she's been a Kizah, she does not do she's Kuna Ben Yigeh Tam Provis Tavon. No. It's an if absul, like a bamo, it's an easy absul. So Hagosha b'chziv l'astor, samich ha'akre v'ose b'nei ha'arim, b'nei ha'arim v'lo b'no sahar. A bas kohen can't do the avoido of Hagosha. It means she can't do either, they have the yaw b'nei ha'arim v'lo b'no sahar. The comments, yeah. Haktor also b'chziv y'ktiro also b'nei ha'arim v'lo b'no sahar. Now Malikas, b'chziv l'molach v'hikter, Malikas by an oil soif and a chata soif, by a carbonus soifus, you have to do the malika with your right hand and with your fingernail. If you use a knife, it'll be possible. And if by shchita schulen, if you shech, the Mishnah says, "Hakosha b'malika possible b'shchita." Hakosha b'shchita possible b'malika. Malika has to be dafke with the fingernail of the coin, and shchita has to be dafke with tolush. If you shech with your fingernail, that's called mechuber, and it's possible. So the malika has to be done by a nail coin. Molach v'hikter, hitzkish malika l'haktorah. Just like Haktorah is B'nei Aharon and B'nei Aharon, so Malika is also Kabbalah. Kabbalah Saddam is also just the Hikriva B'nei Aharon. So what is the Hikriva? The Hikriva means Hailocha, to bring the dam closer to the Mizbeach. The Om Amar, we have a tradition, the Hikriva is Kabbalah Saddam. It includes Kabbalah Saddam also. Kabbalah Saddam, Hailocha Saddam, Rika Saddam, by all the Avodas, you need that male Kohen. Female Kohen, Kohenis can't do. Hazoes means Zvika Saddam. So Zvika Saddam can only be done by male Kohan, not by female Kohanos. So Gemara wants to know, why do you call it Hazoes? Why do you call it Zvika Saddam? So Gemara asks, Hazoes Dehecha. What are you talking about? Why do you call it Hazoes? If you're talking about Hazoes and Paraduma, that what? That the Kohen shechs the Paraduma on top of Harazesin? And he's facing the Beis Hamikdash, Pesach Hol Moed. So the Mishnah tells me that a Kohenes is not allowed to do the Hazoah Saddam. Why don't you call it Zvika? So Zvika means Zorik on the Mizbeach. They have Paraduma, it's not on the Mizbeach. You're shechting it on Harazesim. Paraduma is Chattas Kai Rachmanim. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, it's called a Chattas. That's certain dinim. Like a carbon chattis. That's Nevi'ila like a carbon chattis. But it's not really a carbon. You don't shech them in the base of meat, you don't do Zvika Saddam on the Mizbeach. So maybe that's why it's called Hazor. Hazor de Hecha, where? Which Hazor? Either for, if you're talking about Paraduma, of course it can't be done by a Kohenis. Allah's a tzibo. You need to have a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen. Yeah, that's a double poshut. A woman can't be the Kohen Gadol. Why not? Why is that such a double poshut? A woman can't be the Kohen Gadol. Even Kohen Hedya is not doing it.
Sarah.
Huh?
Sarah.
Well, whom? I don't know. That's somehow the Gemara says that double portion. Even a Kohen Hedya is not acceptable. So you need Dafka Kohen Gadol, you need a Sagan, so a woman is not going to be the Kohen Gadol. Gemara says that it can't go on that. Allah's a Ksivba. Allah's a Banana. A Kohen did it. The Taisa says that's a Machloikin Satanoim in human. Here the Bach tells you, where is it in human? Bach tells you what Daf it is. Who the Perek, Tarek, the Kalfi, he doesn't tell you what Daf. Or Daf Membeis. Daf Membeis. And why is it not like this? The Paradum and the Midbar was done, Allah's our claim. So only the first Parah and every other Parah is done by Kohen Hedya. Every other Torah is done by Kohen Gadol. Allah's Arkayim wasn't the Doris, huh? The Doris is also done by this guy. So discussion there. So that's what Tosis is discussing. The Gemara here sounds like the Doris is done by Alozer. The Doris is Machlekes, but it's done by Alozer. Anyway, the Gemara says they don't think the Mishnah is referring to Paradim. Either Pnim, why do you call it Hazoris? Why don't you call it Zrikas? The Zrik means when you Zarek on the Mizbeh. Maybe it's talking the Pnim when you do a Hazor in front of the Parochas. Not a Zrikas on the Mizbeh. Maybe it was called Hazoris when you do it with Pnim. So where is Bifnim? Let's say a Sawyer Parkoin Gottel, Parkoin Mashiach. If the Koin Gottel is Machal Shabbos, if a person, a normal person, is Machal Shabbos B'Shegit, so he's Ba'osir. And Gottel is Machal Shabbos, so he brings a Parkoin Mashiach. Or if the whole Rav HaTzibur violated Chil Shabbos because of a mistake in Saka, that there's not Gottel. So the Bez Magal brings a Parham Bel Shal Tzibur. So you do the Avodah in front of the Paroichas. You do Hazoras Bifnim. So there's a Machmoikis. So the simple reading of the Pesukim in Vayikra say that the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. When you bring a Parham Bel Shal Tzibur, when you bring a Parham Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah. And Rashi and Mishnayis in the first parak, Rashi, in a few places, writes like that. Writes like he says, "Mechunish that you need the Kohen Gadol to do the avodah." Tosis always disagrees. The Tosis here, either Pnim Kohen Mashiach Ksiv. So Rashi says again, "You need the Kohen Gadol." Tosis says it's not true because the Toras Kanim says not so. Toras Kanim is a marbe. Even the only time you need the Kohen Gadol is Yom Kippur. You don't need every day. The Kohen Gadol brings. Chabit the Kohen Gadol, Minchas Chabit, and he has to pay for it. He's the Balakah. He doesn't have to do the Hakrova. He can have the Kohen Hedi do the Hakrova. The only time you need a Kohen Gadol, Tosfos says, only on Yom Kippur. All year long you never need. And even though the Chumash says by Parham Dov Shal Tzibur, by Kohen Mashiach says the Kohen Gadol does it, those kind of darshans from an extra hay, HaKohen HaMashiach, that a Kohen Hedi is also good. But you don't need a Kohen Gadol. So what? So what's? How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says here, the second line from the top, Edith Nim, why do you call it Hazoris? It says Rikas. Rikas Adam can't be done by a Baskain. Why do you call Hazoris? It means Yamazah, Rikas on the Hazoris, Yamazah in front of the Parochas. Edith Nim, when you're doing a Hazoris on a Chatos Hafinios, so the Gemara says, Hakana Mashiach, see, but you need a Kohen Gadol for that, Rashi. You need a Kohen Gadol. So of course the woman is not the Kohen Gadol. How do they know the woman is not the Kohen Gadol? I don't know. That's the assumption. And Tosis says that Rashi is wrong. That you don't need a Kohen Gadol. The Rashi holds the Gemara and the Mishnah Gemara Cholek on the Toras Kohanim. Rashi holds that we don't hold like that Toras Kohanim. And Tosis insists that you do. So they press pshat and how do you read the Gemara quite to Tosis. So the matchek a little bit. Either Pinim HaKohen HaMashiach Ksivah. El Hazor is the Gemara. Why is it called Hazor? Why don't you call it Zvika? El Hazor, the Ben Oif. When you bring a Oilus Oif or Chatos Oif, so you don't do Kabbalah Saddam in a Kli and do Zvika Saddam from the Kli on the Mizbeah. You take the neck of the chicken, the Oif, and you squeeze it out on the Mizbeah. So that's why it's called Hazor. Zrika is if it's in a clean, you do Zrika. And here it means Hazor de Benoi. So the Gemara says, so how do you know that a Bas Kohen can do it? So the Gemara says, Asir Kabachayim and Ben Tzayim. Oma Ben Tzayim means a Behem. A Korban Behem is Mocham and then a Korban. Oma Ben Tzayim, a Korban Behem. So the Kabbalah Kohen is Shchitosa, Shchitik Sher Bezah. Nonetheless, Kabbalah Kohen is Hazor Asoi. You need a Kohen to do the Hazor. So Ben Oif, you need a Kohen to do the Zvika, the Zvika Saddam on the Mizbeah. Here, Kabbalah Kohen Hazaras means Zvika. So Ben Oif, Kabbalah Kohen Malikasa, the Malik has to be done by Kohen. In addition, this is a Kabbalah Kohen, she equaled, you need a Kohen for the Hazar also. So that's why they said Hazar. They didn't say Zvika. Zvika, of course, needs a Kohen. Zvika on the Mizbeah from the Kusharis needs a Kohen. Even Hazar also needs a Kohen and not a Kohen. Kohen is Kohen.
Okay. Yeah, everything.
Kohenes
can't do anything. So,
she
certainly can't be a
What is the function of the kain bottle?
He just stays supervised.
So let him supervise.
But he's allowed to do the other things too.
He has to do the kain bottle, has to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So the woman gets puzzled for everything. She can't be a kain bottle. She can't be avodah on Yom Kippur. Okay. That's why. Not because of Svara. What do you need a kain bottle for? For Yom Kippur, you need a kain bottle. So Yom Kippur, she can't do the avodah. She can't do any of the avodahs. On Yom Kippur, there's a machlekes, usually shchita k'sher b'zach. On Yom Kippur, there's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but shchita k'sher b'zach. Shchita s'paroi. On Yom Kippur, what's the shayla? And you say, avoidas Yom Kippurim needs a kangol, and shchita lava avoidahi. But you say, no, maisa Yom Kippurim needs a kangol. So even though all Yom Kippur shchita k'sher b'zach, I think we pass can even on Yom Kippur also shchita k'sher b'zach. The Mishnah says that they were machma, the kangol had to do everything. He had to do the shchita also. But he passed the mikra din, the shchita k'sher b'zach even applies on Yom Kippur. That's machlokes on the level up there, right? The Mishnah also has, when they brought the tzmidim u'masofim, the Kohanim used to have a lottery, a pious. Who's going to be zechet to shech? What means shchita k'sher b'zach? Why did they decide only a kohen is going to be in the lottery? A zar can also do the shchita. So I think the Me'iri writes there on Yuma, that was the minute that they instituted, that all karbonis tibur, you don't allow, minimum stuff, you don't allow shchita k'sher b'zach. Even on the ikra, then it is kosher. Shchita is k'sher b'zach, even karbonis tibur. But the Kohanim made a chumrah that only a kohen can do it, and they used to have a lottery. Which kohen is going to be zechet to do the shchita? So, kitzur, Kohanis can't do any of the avodah. So that's what he says. Kohanis can't be appointed kain gadol because you need a kain gadol on Yom Kippur to do the avodah. She can't do the avodah. That's probably the reason. So the Mishnah says a Kohanis can't do anything. Chutz limincha soito on a zero. Not that she's the Kohanis. If she's the soito, she's the nazira. So that's a pasuk in Chumash that even a woman who's a nazira has to do participate in the trufa by the kabbalas on ozer and by the soita, by the mincha soita. Where is there a pasuk? So that's what the Gemara asks. Amale Rav Lozer, the Rav Yoshia did dorei. There were more than one person by the name Rav Yoshia. So Rav Lozer was a talmid of Rav Yechanan. It says on the side, this is a misprint. Shouldn't say Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was a Tana. Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Eliezer, the second generation of Amram. So he asked the person whose name was Rabbi Yoshia, who lived in his generation, and not the Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda. They were Tanoim. That was a different generation. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer asked the contemporary of his, whose name was Rabbi Yoshia, please, Lateisa Bakar, please don't sit down on the floor. Adam the Baby Hoshmaitza. What do you mean, Lateisa Bakar? They used to sit with their legs under their body. So he said, please don't sit down on your legs. Please don't sit down until you explain to me the following thing. That expression appears in a few Masichtas. That's what they tell you. You give me on the side where else this expression appears. Please, Lateisa Bakar, please don't sit down. Adam the Baby Hoshmaitza. Until you tell me the answer, Minayan. Mincha Saita Shetuna Tanufa. Where does it say that the Saita has to hold on? Minolon, Minolon. Where? The Gufuk said it says in the parasha, the Einat is Hamincha. It says you need Tanufa. No, Ella, the Einat is Hamincha means that the Kohen does the Tanufa. Ella Tanufa, but by the Minolon, how do you know that the Isha Saita has to hold on? That doesn't say. Einat is Hamincha goes on the Kohen. The Kohen does this, the Kohen he does kmitza, he does haktara, so he does tenufa also. Where does it say that the isha does? Everything the gemara zera shava asi yad yad mishlamin. By shlamin, what do you do tenufa on the chaz of the sheik? Sivha chavaloka chakoin liyad ho isha chsiv hasam yadav tevienes si shashen makan koin aflaham koin malaham bailam afkan bailam. But where by the vein of the samincha it says the koin should do tenufa. There. By the shlamim, the lokachakam yadrishin said the kohen does. You put the two together, yad yad, zereshava, you put the two together, so you need both by the chazav shoyt of the shlamim. And by the mincha, so you can read both. Makan koin af ma'am koin, ma'am ha'am ba'am, ma'am kan ba'am. Okay, so come now to the other times, you have a ba'am, we made it. Great name of Ashdech on Soito, okay? Zirim in Olam, so another example of Shabbat Kavka. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the din based on a series of Zerisha. Okay? There is a Zerisha Pasuk. That you need Knuf of the kind of a ba'am. Then the Tosfos had the 2 days. Did he do it in such a way that there was a Chatzitza on a... Yeah. Okay, next Mishnah is a famous bit that we divide all the mitzvahs into 2 categories. Chodesh Aguf, you have to lay tefillin, you have to observe Shabbos and Kashrus, and Chodesh Karka, agricultural mitzvahs. Agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Chodesh Aguf apply all over the world. So how do you know that this is so? So the Gemara says we have 2 psukim. The Gemara has around 10 lines down on Lama Zayinim and Aleph. One person says, you should observe the mitzvahs called Ayam and Asher Atem Chayim Alu Adama for the rest of your life, wherever you live, anywhere on the globe, in Siberia. Then the other pasuk says, Elachu Kim HaMishpatim HaDaros Asher Tishnun La'asos Ba'aretz. So one pasuk sounds like you only observe mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs don't apply. Of course, the other pasuk says, wherever you live on the globe. So the Gemara said, that's the answer to this apparent contradiction. If it's a chavis aguf, it applies a lot. It's an agriculture mitzvah, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, how do you know? So you learn out from, say, Olmad, Masha'am, Abinyin, Abeke, Abinyin, Skol, and Mekonimus. The mitzvah of Bir, Abinyin, applies all over the world, even in America. This is a bit problematic.
Because
the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael, huh?
And Eretz Yisrael
has been the Gemara says that pasuk, Abdei Abdun, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Zorach L'Sharei Shachreah. That you have to go, it's different. Chutz La'aretz, and it's Zorach L'Sharei Shachreah. So the pasuk that they quote, that must only apply in Eretz Yisrael. It applies differently in Eretz Yisrael. So how did they learn that? I'm not sure. How did they learn that from that process that any Chodesh Aguf applies all over the world equally? It's not so. I don't know. But that's the cloth. The mitzvahs are placed for Eretz. The agriculture mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah has only 2 exceptions to the rule: Orla and Kulay. So Orla is a machlokes later, whether Orla b'chutz la'aretz is the Rabbanan, or Orla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'mashi b'sina. The din is that Safik Orla b'chutz la'aretz is mutter. So Safik is mutter, that sounds like it's only the Rabbanan. Sounds like Orla b'chutz la'aretz is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asks it. The Gemara says, even if you hold that Orla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'mashi b'sina, kach nemer halacha, that vada osa sveika mutter. So we discussed that some machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that every Sufik deraisa l'chum is only the Rabbanan, according to the Rambam. So Sufik deraisa l'chum is only if it's a real din deraisa perush b'ksav. Sufik alacha meshim misina is going to be l'kula. Every Sufik alacha meshim misina. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says Hamit disagrees with the Rambam. He says no, it's only this alacha meshim misina. All of the chutzlars. Speaking with any other halacha meshim misina, he's suffering with go l'chumra. He wouldn't say suffering with kula. The only thing is, the Rambam in the Sefer Amin never tells you where is this Rambam that he's attacking. So the Rambam writes that suffering halacha meshim misina, every halacha meshim is speaking with kula. Where did he write like that? So that's what the Sefer Ara de Rabbanan, by one of the Al-Ghazis from the 1700s, he wrote a little encyclopedia where he has alphabetically arranged all the topics in halacha that are issues, whether it's deraisa derabban, yesh ber ein ber, deraisa ein ber, derabban yesh ber, and so on. So he has everything listed. So he this is an issue with deraisa derabban. Safek halacha mashin sina nekula, where is it? So he says the Rambam is in Hilchos Mikvaos. And the Mishnah says that if a person was tabled in a mikveh, Safik yesh ba memsa, Safik ein ba memsa, so you go to Chumrah, because you need Mem Sod Min HaTorah. So the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah implies a kasha, and he gives a Torah. He's implying a kasha, but Mem Sod is only halacha Moshe Nisina. So you should be gamba kula. Sotik halacha Moshe Nisina be kula. So the Rambam said, this is a different kind of halacha Moshe Nisina. This halacha Moshe Nisina is interpreting Shat and the Chumash. The Chumash says, you have to be tovel in a mikveh. So the Alamach and Nisina, I told you that a mikveh means Mem Sod. But if you have a separate new halacha Moshe Nisina, or love chutzlot, yesh meyayin, a new halacha Moshe Nisina, that'll be sveika lekula. Let's say you have a suffix in a rubble on his bech, a nisach hamayim, if your nisach hamayim is halacha Moshe Nisina. But that'll be sveika lekula. Sveika lekula, any halacha Moshe Nisina, sveika lekula, according to the Rambam. According to Rambam, it's only one that sveika lekula is, or love chutzlot. Most assume that all of the chutzlo is halacha Moshe Nisina. That's why we assume in Shulchan. There's a Rashi in Brochus on that Lam is Vav. The Rashi sounds like he's learning. The Gemara says there, go the kula, so the Gemara puts it, go the kula. The Rashi says, because all of the chutzlo is only Medir Rabban. So the Eskan Rashi, how does he know that it's because it's only Medir Rabban? The Gemara says the Perish, even if it's halacha Moshe Nisina, still say Sveika the kula. So the Mishkan is Yankim has a Seif HaBrachos Kohelos Yankim. So he has an interesting interpretation on that Rashi. Safik Arla B'chutz Lartz is a Safik in Metzius. I buy a house with a backyard, and then I see there are bushes, and I don't know when the guy planted the bushes. He didn't know himself when he planted. 3 years ago, 5 years ago, he doesn't remember what he planted. So we don't know whether it's still oil or it's not oil. So the din is any Safik Arla B'chutz Lartz is Lekut. So if you have a suffix in the facts, then you say suffix on the b'chutzos. What if you have a sveik in the dina? So the Gemara Brachas Daf on the Vav is talking about a sveik in the dina. The Gemara says that there's an achlekes hatanoi, and even on Eretz Yisrael we go the chumra, we follow the majority opinion. Let's say yochid mekel v'rabi machnirim. On Eretz Yisrael we would go the chumra, but in chutzlars kolam mekel v'aretz halachik demaisa b'chutzlars. Chutzlars is considered a suffix called ru, and you have a right to go the kula. So that's what Rashi says. It can't be that the Gemara is assuming that all of the chutzlars is halacha Moshe Nisina. If it's halacha Moshe Nisina and kach nemar halacha that you go to kula by the sofik, that would only make sense if it's a sofik in Metzius. The sveik at Adina, there's a thesis in Chorus, but the sveik at Adina, you can't have a pasuk to tell you how to act if you have a sveik at Adina. Break your head and figure out what the din is. Don't have a sveik at Adina. Figure out what the din is. A suffix in Metzius, we're only human beings. You have to have psukim to tell us what do you do when you have a suffix in Metzius. We can't ascertain what the facts are. A human being can't always know everything. But you can't have a pasuk to tell Tesis claim. You cannot have a pasuk that tells you how to function when you have a sveik in Adina. Sit down, convene a bezin, and sit down and break your head and figure out what the din is. I'm not going to tell you what the din is. When you have a sveik at the din, you figure out on your own. So that's so the Mishnah Yankim says maybe that's what motivated Rashi and not Gemara. The Brachas Lamed Vav, because Gemara there says Safik Olam Chutzlos LaHakol even a sveik at the din. Kalamekel Baritz Alach Gemara Sibuchos LaHakol that's a sveik at the din. But for that Rashi said that must be that the Gemara held that the Olam Chutzlos is only the Rabban. It would have been Alach Moshe Nisina. You would only go to Kula and a Safik in Metzius. You wouldn't go to Kula and a sveik at the din. Interesting. Anyway, this is the famous Mishnah. That the two exceptions to the rule are Orla and Kilayim. What Kilayim is not Chutzlots Minatorah, Kilay Ilonis. Akavas Ilonis is not Chutzlots. To plant Kilayim Hakerem, one next to the other, that's only the Rabbanon Chutzlots. But to do Harkavas Ilonis, to take a branch from one tree, grafted onto another tree, like a Srogan with COVID. They take an ester branch and put it onto a lemon tree, then it should grow stronger, it should grow better, because a Srogan Mashmach. So that's an Issa Deraisa. Could be a Srogan in citrus, it could be a Srogan on lemons, the Chazanish says, could be it's Minechot. Could be that there is no violation of Kiloi Ilonis. But whenever you're making wherever you are, blending one branch to another tree, that's Kloy Ilanus, our Kovus Ilanus, that's an Isa Deraisa, even a Chutzlan. Mara says, even Bnei Noach Amos, Goyim are not allowed to do it. So the Goyim, you can't say it's only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, but it applies all over the world. So it applies by us, even a Chutzlan. Now, Lezerayim Afar Chodosh, that's the Machlokes. They all agree that Chodosh is also the Chutzlan, Machlokes is whether it's Deraisa or Rabban. Rav Lezer, the Tanner of Lezer ben Hurkin is called Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts Zeraisa. The Alach HaChanon Hall, that Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is only the Rabban. So that's the Shaiva. How come is Manazer? Everybody is in the Nekal on Chodesh. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Rishonim that if your Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is only the Rabban, it only applies to Arots and Satsmuchas L'Arts Yisrael. Like the Taisis, the big fat Taisis on the bottom of Mam and Rav and the Beis, as it goes to Yerushalmi, that Shumas and Maisus are not B'chutz L'Arts, only by Ratzis HaSmuchas, by Ratzis HaRechoykas, it doesn't apply. So that's the Kula that everybody relies on. The Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts only the Rabbana, so it only applies by Ratzis HaSmuchas. We live so far away from that, so we don't have any Yisra Chodesh.
Don't
we
pass
on
the Rabbana?
Yeah. So that's the other step. How do you... The Rikh and the Ramam and the Rosh all three paskin like Rav Loza, that Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is Daraisa. So who paskins that is only the Rabbanim? So that's what Kevin Ari said. My brother took care of that. Mishkan is saying, my brother took care of that. He wrote a Tshuva and he explained why Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is only the Rabbanim. Because the Mishnah says you can only bring Mincha Soraimer if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. If it grew in Chutz L'Arts, can't bring Mincha Soraimer. Why? Because the Omer is coming to be Matar Chodesh. If Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is the Raisa, you should be able to bring Mincha Sana from Chutz L'Arts. So for the fact that the Mishnah says the Mincha Sana has to grow in the Eretz Associates and stop Mishnah and the Loikar Lossi. So therefore he says we shouldn't pass like Rav Lossi. The Rif and the Ramam and the Rosh, the Beis Yosef says the three Poskim that he's going to consider are the Rif and the Ramam and the Rosh. The Mishnah Yankov says we follow the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Mincha Sana has to have grown in Eretz Yisrael because the Yisrael Chodesh B'chutz L'Arts is only the Rabban. Yeah. Okay, you people have to go daven. Okay. Tomorrow, I assume that they will have already delivered the furniture. I assume that I will be in the yeshiva. Okay. I apologize for the tircha.
Thank you, sir.
My wife thought that we should give it to Paul Glasser. Paul Glasser is a job.
I don't know.
Paul Glasser is a fundraiser.